Only a handful of immigrants turned out for the first listening session, held last night at a community center that serves a predominantly Latino neighborhood. And almost all who spoke said immigrants, especially those without documents, are afraid to contact either the police or the sheriff's department. Lorenzo Camacho has lived and worked in Madison for 18 years. He says the biggest barrier for undocumented immigrants is the inability to get a driver's license.
Lately, most guys are having tickets, you know, because a ticket for driving without license, you know, it is a very big problem, you know, to go to work. You cannot work outside of Madison because you cannot drive.
Another immigrant, Alex Gillis, told the task force the threat of deportation is also preventing women from reporting incidents of domestic abuse.
Somebody has to spend one night in jail, and from there, since there's all this trigger of things happening, you ended up in deportation proceedings. And I think that's creating, for many people, trying not to access anything because they don't want to be in that position.
Task Force will hold two more meetings in other parts of the county before writing up recommendations for how county governments can serve immigrants better without running afoul of national immigration laws. The task force plans to partner with a county sheriff in Iowa who is carrying out similar listening sessions to see if they can come up with a set of best practices for serving the immigrant community. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.